You're tuned into the CLW 83 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The following program is brought to you in living color on BTR.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Chicago, Chicago, that tunneling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. Just gotta say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They had the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. Sucks. That was awesome.
I guess there's only one thing that needs to be said about that. Hey, Coco Banner, how you doing? It's a Friday night. It's the North American Wrestling Connection presented by WrestleChat.net. For July 1st, 2011, Carl Schneer here with you. Nikki is still moving to Minnesota as we speak. She'll be back next week, but we'll see what happens with that. But let me introduce the panel here. Audio or extraordinaire, who came up with that little bit, Jim Williams out of Leesburg, New Jersey. Hello, sir.
Good evening. Happy Canada Day to our Canadian listeners, like Krista, of course. And by the way, I have to say, he's right. Las Vegas does suck. That was awesome.
Yes, From going up to the Midwest, Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Josh Henniger. Good evening.
Holy shit, I'm on a normal show? What is this? Negative land?
Negative land. Going down to Lafayette, Tennessee, your stepbrother there, Brian Henniger.
Hit CM Punk with the folding chair so he can't sing again.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, I kind of had to do that. How's everyone doing today?
Fine, sir. So we all doing good here tonight?
Pretty good.
Not bad. Could. Not going to complain.
Same here.
As Skype's signal starting to go crap on me here.
Joy.
Exciting.
Yeah. All right, lots to discuss tonight, and we're going to be dragging one of our BS Big Show segments to help with one of our topics.
Ooh.
Stay tuned in the next 20 minutes or so. But first, let's do some wheel spinning here, gentlemen.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Spin the wheel, make the deal?
That's right.
Well, the time. Yeah.
Now I've got the image of Tony Schiavone creeping kids out for the promo for Halloween Havoc. Great, thanks.
Me too.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let's take a look at what happened this past Monday before the Punk issue. Because we have a special way of how we're going to break that down, of course. All right. So, you got the damn wheel. You got Booker T. What's wrong with this picture?
Plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, the number of minutes that Booker T spent gloating about the match types and the various reasonings behind spinning the wheel could have been used, best used for, I don't know, putting on what the broskies want to see. Zack Ryder, just saying.
Yeah.
Well, there was something that was pretty good the way the show kicked off. Wasn't that right, guys?
Actually, sadly, I didn't really watch it. I was more or less paying attention to the internet. But apparently, Shawn Michaels did come out and confront, and then, well, CM Punk confronted him about his demons and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shawn did a guest spot, I guess, to do the promo, which for his Outdoor Channel new show there.
Yep. Shawn Michaels, McMillan River Adventures.
I'm not a hunting guy. I don't hunt stuff. But it was a good show. I did watch it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we had this little interaction with Punk and HBK.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Punk started off blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I quote, blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah. All right, let's
not
see.
Not to mention blah.
Yeah, the personal demons of Shawn Michaels were briefly touched upon.
I
and then
one line that
Shawn
I
Michaels briefly touched the chin of David Otunga and Michael McGillicuddy.
Yes.
Doing us all a favor.
That would be the only chin he would touch on this night. We'll get to that
in
a minute.
The only chins, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, though, I'm sorry, Carl. I got to say, though, I was kind of fearful for a second that they might put Shawn or try to put Shawn into a match.
I mean, you
can't take anybody for their word in this day and age anymore, especially in the wrestling, sports entertainment business, I'm sorry. you'd think Shawn would hang him up, like, legitimately. So far, he hasn't had a match, so I'm crossing my fingers. I'm crossing my fingers that he stays true, but I'm not, you know.
You're not banking on anything.
Exactly. I'm not banking on anything.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, out comes the wheel first, and Punk finds out a mystery opponent, which it landed on, and it happened to be Kane.
Of course. Everybody's random opponent is Kane.
Yes.
You know, someone put it on Twitter. He said, it's great that it's really fortunate that they wound up landing on mystery opponent, or else Kane standing back there would have been just really awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, Brian.
Like, where's my cookie? Yes.
So
where's
Punk
froze so I can crush him again.
Yeah. So they have the match, and thanks to our count out.
Yeah.
All right. Then we get to a match that was messed up the week prior on the Power to the People version.
Mm-hmm.
And cut off. And Evan.
People. Indeed.
But why would you put a no count out option in there?
Just to make it look like the wheel isn't rigged when it so clearly is.
Yes, I mean, the wheel, like, completely slowed down 8 paces, like, in 1 second during one of the spins. I think it was E of spin, if I'm not mistaken. Just let him fly around. And listen, were there botches in the match? Duh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch.
Not only were there botches in the match, apparently Evan Bourne messed up his shoulder during the match.
Yeah,
well, we know he's going to the land of Chavo. Nice knowing Evan Bourne, being future endeavored shortly. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was just a minor thing. He should. I think he's on the road right now for the matches down in Australia and New Zealand.
For the Dingo Ate My Baby WWE powered by Kmart tour. Yes.
Yep.
By the way, to all of our Australian listeners, we await your letters.
we didn't offend anybody yet, Brian.
Well, I said Dingo ate my baby, so
I'll give it 10 minutes. Anyway, Other matches on this edition of Raw, we get a rematch, Kofi against Zigman.
Mm-hmm. With the stipulation that should have been there in the first place last week.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
Vicky Guerrero.
Excuse this.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
And Kofi actually got the win there. There you go. That was nice, I think.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't mean to interrupt again, but I was going online. Apparently, someone was in the audience for Raw that night, and it was during the match with Sin Cara. Apparently, according to him, the audience is beginning to turn on Sin Cara. They're now chanting USA, and apparently they're chanting Power Ranger at him when he wrestles.
Yeah, I heard the Power Ranger chants.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. I'm guessing that Las Vegas was just trying to get itself over. Screw all y'alls. And
we'll
to be honest,
if they end up doing that again in Monday Night's Raw, which of course was taped right after. So,
yeah, which we won't cover.
Yeah.
Until next week, Smirk.
Yeah.
But you can go to wrestlechat.net if you want to read about it, Smirk. Okay.
Yeah. Also, there you go. Thank you for getting that out of the way.
Yeah.
There is one thing we can confirm. Mr. McMahon will be on Monday night. That was said on SmackDown tonight.
Mr. McDaddy.
Yep.
Very nice.
All right, let's move on.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you talked about Kofi versus Ziggler, as Carl Levine himself there. Carl. Bueller.
I think we lost.
No, Carl's there. He just has to regroup. But let's see. What else do we have on Monday? Because I don't remember every exact detail. Josh, help me out here.
Next matchup was Del Rio versus Big Show in a steel cage match.
That was interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Josh. It's okay.
But, yeah, during the match, Mark Henry came out and performed a, half destruction of the Raw cage again. Because didn't this happen with him or Big Show a few years ago?
I believe it might have, yes. And, man, Big Show took one heck of a tumble out of the ring. I got to say, that's not a bump I'd want to take.
Me neither.
Oh,
and it was actually kind of impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Tumbleweed, indeed.
Tumbleweed, there you go.
No, don't ask me where I got that reference. All right, let's go ahead and speed us up a little bit here, real quick. Give me 1 second. Okay, so. Now I'm echoing. Hang on.
Somebody find Lou Gehrig.
I consider myself self.
No.
Luckiest man.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we covered that. Let's go on to what happened after Big Show went through the cage.
Mm-hmm.
We get a match made for SmackDown.
I'm trying to remember.
It was Orton against Henry.
Oh, the opening match on SmackDown tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Then we get the Divas match coming out.
Yeah.
Oh,
submission's out.
Okay. Can we back this up? You're going to have a submission Divas match. You don't even have Natalya. I know she's on another brand or whatever. You don't even have Natalya as a part of it. Come on.
Even worse, you don't even have Eve on it, who is kind of engaged to a Gracie.
Unless she was too busy shaking that voodoo she does so well at the wheel. By the way, EveTorres.com, nice site. Okay. Yeah.
And they say we don't plug.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's better. Skype is giving me hell tonight. Why? I don't know.
Hmm.
All right.
Kelly, so yes, breaks down a box of crab. What?
Yes.
There's a joke there somewhere. Not going for it.
Mm. And well, then we get to the lockout moment. Yes, we get to the markout moment of the night.
Yes, Stryker was even shitting bricks over it. Literally, yes.
Yes, he was.
It's a markout moment! A markout, bro!
Absolutely.
We get a brief appearance by none other than D.D.P.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this was, I guess, it was a shot to promote the Nitro DVD.
Which is awesome, by the way. I own it. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I must beg a question, Brian. Is it the greatest DVD in the history of our sport?
This DVD is what professional wrestling, what world championship wrestling is really all about.
Okay.
Nice.
That is a
very
good question. Bloom, what's this about?
So Drew McIntyre gets in the picture, and we mentioned HBK kicking somebody else's head off. Boom.
Yep.
So we get HBK, Booker, and DDP in the same shot. I was marking out. I'm not going to lie.
Which one of these is not like the other? Which one of these just doesn't belong?
The correct answer is Booker T.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Now we got a tag match with Tornado Rules, which I haven't seen in how long, guys?
Oh, dear.
A tornado match, of course, for those who don't know, is all competitors in the ring at the same time.
I don't think we've seen a tornado tag match in the WWE in several years. Possibly since Matt Hardy MVP title reign?
Probably so. So this went like about 10 minutes, including commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
And Mysterio Riley got the win.
There you go.
And then we get to the main event.
Oh,
well, the pre-main event to the real main event, if you will.
Yeah.
So R-Truth comes out, and the match is deemed a tables match against Cena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really watch most of this until around when Punk came out, because we were recording a podcast at the time.
Yeah. Not my fault. Okay.
Well, don't feel bad. I didn't catch the actual Punk promo until after we finished, so.
Right. And, oh, my goodness. That's. I mean, the match was secondary to, I mean, you know, R-Truth got one for little Jimmy, putting him through a table.
And then all hell
broke loose.
Oh, hell yeah.
It will lead us into...
Oh, yes. This.
You, me, let's talk about the future. Should you buy, should you sell, or should you hold? Buy, sell, or hold, and let the chips fall where they may.
Welcome to Buy, Sell, or Hold. I'm Chenier. Have I got a great money tip for you? We're going to talk about track phone. Oh, wait, wrong guy.
Booyah!
What is up? I'm Jim Rome. Phenomenal. Incredible. Count Chocula.
What we're going to do here, we're going to take one of our BS Big Show segments, we're going to drag it over here and go through this promo bit brick by brick. And yeah, okay. I'm going to read the entire transcription of the son of a bitch. Here we go.
All right.
Oh,
this is when he sits down at the ramp. Here we go. And I quote.
Yay!
Doodling.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. John Cena, while you lay there, hopefully as uncomfortable as you possibly can be, I want you to listen to me. I want you to digest this, because before I leave in 3 weeks with your WWE Championship, I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest. Now, stop right there. Buy, sell, or hold this. Did you buy, sell, or hold to this point? You knew this was going to a shoot or not, Jim?
I would sell, because, I mean, you knew at this point Punk was going to give you something, but you didn't expect it to go as full bore as it did. you're thinking this is going to be a run-of-the-mill, put you this way, there's the ordinary promo, there's the Punk promo, and then there's what Punk ended up doing. I was thinking this would be a relatively good Punk promo, just not what I was expecting it to be. Not what we got, I should say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh.
Sadly, Jim took what I was about to say pretty much verbatim. Yeah, that happens, but yeah, you're dead right. I was selling this. It did not seem like it was going to go anywhere fast, and was just going to go the normal Punk route, which is still pretty good, but nothing, spectacular.
Spectacular. All right, and Brian.
Okay, first of all, I want to say in East Tennessee, booyah!
booyah, right. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to sell, you know, I'm like everyone else. I thought, well, okay, this is going to be Punk on the stick. He's always good on the stick. Did not expect what happened, so I would have to sell.
And I got to agree, even though, like I said, the first time I looked at this, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a typical promo, but what? Okay, we move on. Now we get to the first part. I don't hate you, John. I don't even dislike you. I like you a hell of a lot more than I like most people in the back. And then he pauses for a minute. He says, I hate, this idea, that you're the best, because you're not. I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. And this is where it gets interesting. There's one thing you're better than at than I am, and that's kissing Vince McMahon's ass. You're as good as kissing Vince's ass as Hulk Hogan was. At first, when I got to that point, I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're as good as Dwayne. Another long pause. He's a pretty good ass kisser. Always was and still is. And he even mentions this. Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall here, and he waves to everybody. And then another pause. I am the best wrestler, and he kind of draws it out there, in the world. I have been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company. I've been vilified and hated since that day because Paul Heyman saw something in me that nobody else wanted to admit. Another awe?
Uh-huh.
That's right. I'm a Paul Heyman guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else was a Paul Heyman guy? Brock Lesnar. I think at that point the crowd just got real surprised.
Yeah.
And he split, just like I'm splitting, but the biggest difference between me and Brock is that I'm going to leave with the WWE Championship. All right, buy, sell, or hold this. I found this in a Wrestle Chat after this part here. There were some talks about both Paul Heyman and Brock may end up signing some kind of business deal with the WWE. Do you buy, sell, or hold that? We'll go with Brian first.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to sell both. Paul Heyman has made it fairly clear that he wasn't very happy with the way he was used in WWE, particularly with what they did with the ECW brand. I don't think he would sell out of spite. Brock Lesnar has been very vocal in his dislike to WWE. I don't think he's going to sign. So, as I read an article about him on Sports Illustrated where he pretty much called the company a traveling circus and did everything he could to sort of, you know, discredit the company. So I don't think either one's going to sign. So I'll have to sell both of that.
All right, Josh.
I'm going to sell on Paul Heyman for the exact reason that's already been given, but I'm going to hold on Lesnar, mainly because it's more or less a never-say-never type of thing, and who knows what they're wanting to do with Lesnar. Are they wanting to interview him for a DVD? Are they wanting to get his rights so that he can be refeatured in SmackDown versus or WWE 12 or any sequels to other games? Does he want anything to do with that? That's a question that can only be answered by one man, and that, of course, is Brock.
Mm-hmm. Still recovering, by the way.
Yeah, from Jim. The diverticulitis.
Yes. Jimbo?
I'm going to take Staff Boy's hold of Lesnar and go double hold because, to me, where one goes, the other will go as well. I am convinced that they are essentially, Lesnar and Heyman at this point, are somewhat joined at the hip. So if you get one, you get both. If you get Heyman, you inevitably will get Brock or vice versa. I'm not going to say I'm 100% confident it's going to happen, but it would not surprise me. Remember, this is the company that found a way to get Bret Hart back after 14 years. So never say never. Never say never with either of them. Though more so with Heyman, you might want to say never, but I'm going to just be generous and say hold to both.
I'm going to go the way to Josh, and I'm going to say sell on Heyman and hold on Brock.
Yep.
Okay.
Because, yeah, to use his likeness in possibly a Legends deal, maybe, or the video game. They always try to get people to sign Legends deals.
Sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Part three here. We're going to cover the next line he had here, and this is really going to be... I've grabbed so many of Vince K. McMahon's imaginary brass rings, it's finally dawned on me that they're just that. They're completely imaginary. The only thing that's real to me is the fact that day in, day out, for almost 6 years, I've proved to everybody in the world that I am the best on this microphone, in that ring, and even on commentary. Gee, I only did, 3 weeks of commentary?
Yeah, but they were good. One member blind, he spilled my orange soda. A diet soda, I'm sorry about that.
Diet soda.
Yes.
Nobody can touch me, and yet no matter how many times I try to prove it, I'm not on your lovely little collector's cups. I'm not on the cover of the program. I'm barely promoted. I don't get to be in movies. I'm not on a crappy show on the USA Network.
You there?
Okay. And Carl's dead.
Hello. Hello, Mr.
No, I'm here.
Carl person. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Carl had a glitch. Maybe it's Skype kicking with him again. Let me see if I can find the rest of that. Well, because I don't want to overstep Carl, but I think I kind of know where Carl's going with this. I think he's going to beg, buy, sell, or hold here. Do you believe what Punk's saying here? Do you believe this to be, you know, factual? Everything that he's saying,
and
all those
Skype
claims. Oh, I'm sorry. There you go, Carl.
Yeah. Okay. Where was I?
You mentioned he's the best on commentary and everything. That's where he stopped.
Yeah, so if I got cut off. Yeah. Right, he's on the post of WrestleMania, not on the signature as produced at the start of the show. He mentions Conan, Jimmy Fallon. The fact of the matter is, I should be, and trust me, this isn't sour grapes, but the fact that Dwayne is in the main event of WrestleMania next year, it makes me sick. All right. Buy, sell, or hold this. You think when he said that pretty much stems the feelings of everybody in the back? Buy, sell, or hold that, Jim?
I'm going to give a qualified buy. Because will anybody admit to it? No. But you know deep down inside, there are certain mid-card wrestlers. There are certain top-of-the-card wrestlers who want to be in that spot. And, you know, God forbid, you know, you hear about the deaths of so many wrestlers prematurely anymore. Who's to say they get the shot again? So it's a qualified buy, but if you ask around, they will never say anything.
Okay, Josh?
You are dead right, Jim. Those who make a name for themselves outside of Vince McMahon and don't get solely promoted by the McMahon machine, you're never going to get the main event unless you have such a following that they just say, you know what, we give up. We're going to go ahead and give you what you want. That's happened with Punk, and that hasn't really happened with anybody else. Zack Ryder, for instance. Because
yeah.
Zack is trying to push himself, and since Vince really doesn't like other people pushing themselves, he's just holding them back. And that is a pain in the ass.
Well said, Brian.
I must agree. I'll have to buy because it really, you know, just comes down to the fact that a lot of guys in the back do feel that there's a huge glass ceiling. Only this glass ceiling is made out of, you know, Lexan bulletproof glass that they're never going to break through. So maybe, in a way, Punk was just speaking to them.
All right. I have to agree with all of you. I still can't get the fact why the hell they made a main event of WrestleMania years before. Makes no sense to me. Even if it is The Rock or someone who's not being wrestled for 8 years when it gets to that point?
Seven. Well,
seven.
It will be, yeah, it'll be 8 years on the
eight
money.
8 years when we get to it.
Because his last major match was at WrestleMania 20, Rock and Saw Connection versus Evolution sans Triple H.
Right. All right. Instead of reading the rest of the transcript, I will just mention what else he mentioned here, and then we'll get to the final point, and then we'll take the break here.
All right.
Okay.
He trashes the fans about the collector's cups and all. He says something about, you're too lazy to get a job if you sell on eBay.
Yeah.
Autographs.
Yeah, go up to him at 5 a.m. in the morning in the airports and try to hound him for autographs. He even talked about that in ROH.
Yeah. And he mentions leaving with the title on July 17th, and either he can go defend it in New Japan or even go to ring back a Ring of Honor. And then that's where we get, hey, Coco Man, how you doing?
Yep.
The reason I'm leaving you people is because after I'm gone, you're still going to pour money into this company. He's just a spoke in the wheel. It's going to keep turning, blah, blah, blah. Then he name drops John Laurinaitis, calls Stephanie McMahon an idiot and a doofus to Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets caught off right before he was about to say something about the bully campaign.
Yeah, and that's probably the breaking point.
I think the breaking point was when he trashed Laurinaitis.
Everybody trashes Johnny Ace. You know.
Yeah.
Final point here. Now that you've digested all this, do you think this was the best work shoot promo or just any shoot promo in history or not? By so hold that. We'll finish this off with Brian first.
I'm going to give this a unqualified buy. I thought, a work shoot promo, basic idea is this. You want to at least plant some doubt in people's minds. You know, maybe this isn't real. Maybe this isn't this isn't scripted. Maybe there's truth behind this. Punk did that. He made you believe. He made you feel for a few moments, and that's what a work shoot is supposed to do. I think it's the best I ever heard, and it took Punk essentially giving us a retelling of his famous Summer of Punk from Ring of Honor to do that. So I give it a buy. I thought it was the best I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Josh?
Whereas me, I must agree with you again, because it's been a while since I've heard other great work shoot promos. For instance, Joey Styles' promo trashing WWE. But yeah, all told, this was a great promo, straight up. And it's a shame that Punk's not going to probably show up on television ever again, only one more time on pay-per-view before he gets gone. But for his last time on television, it was dang good.
Mm-hmm. Jim, close us out, sir.
I want to give you a qualified hold because of what Josh mentioned. I hold this Joey Styles one a little, probably the broadcaster in me holds it to a little higher regard. Although Punk's was, you know, it's like 1A, 1B to me. I thought the Styles one was epic. I thought this one was just as epic. And I have a feeling you'll ultimately, here's the thing. The question has to be asked, is Punk gone for good from WWE? I would probably say no. In fact, he takes a sabbatical. He comes back. I mean, the people in the back were shocked about the promo by and large. But they appreciated it too by the same token. So that's got to count for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to give it a hold. I'm going to tie it with Joey Styles' promo back in 2006. That'll forever be one of my favorite ones. Sorry, Punk.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this has been Buy, Sell, or Hold. We're going to drag it back to the BS for whenever we do it the next time.
He mocks God! He mocks God!
Yes. Alright, going over a little over, but that's alright. When we come back, we'll get into the bits and bytes of the week. You're listening to the North America Wrestling Connection presented by WrestleChat.net here on the CLWA3 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Social issues.
Foreign affairs.
Hard news.
The rising cost of living.
Political perspectives.
Unemployment numbers rising.
You ain't gonna find any of that here.
I'm Jim Williams.
And I'm Chris Palmer, and together we are the Jersey Connection.
Give us a listen every week on the CLW83 Network. Check CLW83.com for program listings.
And cut.
Because we don't know what f***ing time we're going to be on.
Sonoman, same question for you. Which one of these shows debuted the tagline, Smart is the New Sexy?
Well, as everybody knows, in the mid-80s, we had all of these shows, you know, glorifying sex, so to speak. I mean, you had Dynasty, where had Alexis character Colby fucking everybody. And you had Dallas, where Patrick Duffy was fucking everybody. But they decided to clean it up for a syndicated show in 1984, saying Smart is the New Sexy. So to debut this one, they had Alex Trebek lying, might be naked, you know, appealing to the women's fans. High Jeopardy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't bad enough to now have to think about Joan Collins' snatch. Now I have to think about Alex Trebek.
Hey, Chris, I can do you one better. The image that's in my mind right now is John Dean.
Oh, God, he actually did this.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Malcolm in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Alex. No.
Never gonna let yourself live that down, are you?
No, never.
Yes.
I actually like that. That's actually very clever. And also because Alex Trebek's hair back in 1984 looked like pubes. I'll give you 774.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Ethan.
I'll take entertaining answers for 800.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but what will you give Sidey? No.
I can't believe you said that. is Mike Clausen.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, season 3 of the BS Big Show. This is going to be more fun than a Chaz Bono sex change.
Now,
well, here's your new promo. More fun than a Chaz Bono sex change. The BS Big Show.
The BS Big Show, live Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the CLWA3 Network.
This is Nikki Heyman of the North American Wrestling Connection, and you're listening to the CLWA3 Network.
Baby oil!
Ah!
And we're back live here with the North America Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net. Carl back here with Jim, Brian, and Josh.
Thank you, Will.
Hooray, I'm existent.
What was that in the background, by the way?
That was me, a pop-up ad came on my computer by accident. That was totally my fault.
Oh.
All good.
Stupid jag-off pop-ups.
Yeah.
Jim gets the reference.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see if the damn thing uploaded or not. Did it upload? Where is it?
I don't know if it uploaded. Live production on the WCLA's Roman. Yes.
I'll find it. I have the search.
Yes, okay. Yes. For those who don't know, we have the new studio mode in Blog Talk Radio, which is kind of convenient, I would think. More convenient than what was used before, in many cases.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's something we're going to call the bits and bytes of the week.
Ooh.
Here we go, I got it. We'll get this going now. Here we go, boys.
McNally.
Yeah. All right. We posted all these on the NHWC group to go through when we got to this point, courtesy of Wrestle Chat. First up, Randy Orton claims that Kelly Kelly is a big whore. What happened was he did a radio interview in Arizona earlier in the week. Pretty much called her a big whore. Your thoughts on that, guys?
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. Because Kelly Kelly, considering I've seen some of those pictures online, you know, where she's peeing in a sink. Yeah, it seems like she'd be the type of girl who is easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
I want to be Sunday high. Morning.
Yeah.
So high. Want to be free. Oh, I'm sorry. No, but you're right. Well, I'd like to be free with her. Well, I mean, come on. You know, there's a reason why Lawler loves her so much. Come on now. No, but seriously.
Oh.
Yoo-hoo.
Hi-yo.
No, but keep in mind when she first broke in with the company, she was all of 19 years old, doing the extreme exposés. Come
yep.
on. The law of averages says she's been with a couple of people. 10? I don't know. And in fairness, to be fair and balanced, like Fix News, Twitter, Randy Orton did make an apology on Twitter, if I may do my best baby oil voice.
Oh, boy.
And I quote, "Yesterday, I put my foot in my mouth, and I need to try my best to make it right. I owe Kelly Kelly an apology. The fact that she has dated a few guys I work with doesn't make her a bad person, and is also none of my or anyone else's business.
Yesterday, I got caught up in a live radio interview and brought Kelly's personal life into it. It was completely uncalled for. Kelly, I hope one day you can forgive me. I do, however, understand if that doesn't happen. Please, everyone, trash me all you want, but please drop this topic out of respect for Barb.
Baby, what up?
Yeah! I thought, see, when I read the, when I was reading through the apology, I figured she was, he was going to apologize and say, no, it's more like 20. But no. That's, no, wow. I'm kidding.
And then, hey, nothing you can say.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Even Grisham got him some, no.
No snap.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Mrs. Grisham. No.
Yes. All right, we go from there. We go to something else a little more. Huh?
Yes.
Hogan's ex-wife was on the Today Show earlier. I think it was Tuesday, I think.
Oh, dear God.
This, and here's some quotes from her. There were a lot of drugs back in the day, including steroids. She didn't really mind, except at some point in their marriage, she claims Hulk Hogan became violent with her. Matt Lauer asked if she said anything, and she said no because she was afraid to, out of the fear of getting killed. She went in like Nicole Simpson. Okay, hold on for a minute there. What the fuck is that shit?
What?
Yeah.
And then she talks about Nick's accident, and of course the guy who got pretty much brain damage from the whole thing.
Yeah, a guy who's lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we go back to thinking about the words of Hulk afterwards, saying that, you know, he deserved that. We're the victims. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Not much else he said.
I'm surprised Nick didn't get charges pressed against him for attempted vehicular homicide.
Well, Josh, as you know, sadly, in this world, and I'm not saying you specifically, but in the understood you sense, remember, it's not... this is a world where who you know matters, so if you know somebody with money, you can get away with damn knows what. Look at OJ. He got away before he admitted... Oh, bad example.
very bad example.
That fucking sucks straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what it comes down to, going back to the Linda Hogan thing... We know Hogan's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Linda's even more batshit crazy. I'm thinking of a specific Jamie Foxx song.
No.
She takes my money when I'm in need. Oh, she's a trifling friend indeed.
She's a gold
digger. Yeah.
Well, time.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Well,
thank you. We stick with the Hogan situation, but Hulk Hogan, tweeted earlier in the week that beginning in August, every other taping for Impact Wrestling would be on the road, but then he backed off like a day or two after. Like, I don't know. What the hell am I talking about here?
We can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. We can barely afford to pay Christy Hemme. Come on.
Oh!
Yeah, much.
I mean, heck, one of our wrestlers is on food stamps and is proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
They put on house shows better than they put on Impact. Come on.
And you would know this firsthand. I mean, because you've been to the house shows and you know how good they do with that kind of stuff. In a perfect world, they would go out on the road more, but they really can't afford to at this point, I don't think.
Yeah, I might go next time they do come down here just for the train wreck. Maybe they'll send down Bully Ray or again or something. I don't know.
And God, just make sure it's a TNA house show, not an All Wheels Wrestling house show. What the hell?
Oh,
God.
There was news about that came out as well this week on Wrestle Channel.
Next topic.
I'll find that. Okay.
That's the next topic. Go ahead and bring it up.
No, I got to find it. Go ahead. Chill time.
All right. Now, I didn't catch up with this because I've been gone most of the day. Did Jeff Hardy's court case close yet?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, anyway.
Next. Here's one more important, I think. People down in St. Petersburg released Randy Savage's cause of death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Pretty much, if you remember Eddie Guerrero's autopsy...
Autopsy.
It was some kind of heart disease, and the heart disease and an enlarged heart. This is pretty much what Savage had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Enlarged heart with some bruising, or, let's see, that's a big word. Arteriosclerosis of his coronary artery.
Arteriosclerosis.
Yeah.
Physically, he was only, like, brushed up a little bit. So that...
Yeah.
Also, he had a little bit of alcohol, and he had some pain pills in him as well, but...
That's to be expected.
Yeah.
And they said that those weren't exactly the cause of... This has been an ongoing condition over the course of... You know, 30 years
of being in the business.
Living the life. I mean, you know, your life expectancy is already cut drastically by and large when you're in the business. Okay, I found the thing here.
All right.
The All Wheels Wrestling Group, Jeff Jarrett and company, they ran their first tapings in Orlando 2 nights ago on the 29th. The six-sided ring was in use, and JB and Don West were present. So you know we're going to sell this thing. We're going to get, oh, Wheels Wrestling. Oh, Wheels Wrestling. We're going to call it, oh.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's going to be some phenomenal wrestling here tonight, and we'll see what we got here planned.
I'm going to say this, though.
That was the world's worst impersonation of Jeremy Borash. I apologize for that.
I gotta say this though, they are nice guys in real life.
But come on, keep it real. Don West does smell like 18 packs, doesn't he? Come on.
And he lost a lot of weight when I saw him.
Well, accidents happen.
Your six-sided ring you said they used? Wow.
Yeah. They did break out the six-sided ring, so maybe that's where the six-sided ring goes to play. Or you know, of course, if the pay-per-view does well enough, or at least draws enough attention, I don't doubt Impact would consider going back to the six-sided.
No.
We'll have to see. I have to be careful when I say if they get a big enough buy rate, because that's just, come on.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, yeah, wow.
All right. I'm out of news there. Any of you three have any other news real quick? One story, please.
Yes, I actually do. This actually concerns two guys who have been looked at by WWE in the past. In fact, one almost was in D at one point, but through. And that you're the Ring of Honor's best tag team, or second best, depending on whether you want to call the world's greatest tag team the best tag team in ROH, the Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli. Now, I've heard that they're pretty much a hiccup or two away from signing developmental deals, or actually straight-up contracts to WWE, but I don't know if those have that or not. I don't think they have. Yeah, they haven't re-signed with ROH, so it could go either way right now.
Very interesting. All right, Jim, Brian, do you have any other stories?
I do have a Ring of Honor-related story. They are trying to work a really big angle. The last pay-per-view they did, the Best of the World, they say they got their best numbers ever for Best of the World, which is, good.
1,900 buys, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's not bad for a Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it was their highest ever.
Okay, cool. Well, from what I heard about them, they did a big promo with Rhett Titus, who's not been at ROH for a while. He came out after a match, and he said, F Ring of Honor, only he didn't say the word F. He said something a bit more colorful, and did a package pile driver. And after he did that, he ran out, and Jim Cornette said that he was swearing on his mother's grave that Rhett Titus would never again be seen in Ring of Honor.
Oh,
boy.
My theory is they're trying to create this promo for their new TV show coming out this fall on the Sinclair Broadcasting Group.
Yep.
So
that's all it is, yeah. Very nice. Jim, do you have a story left?
A person from NXT lore who was a favorite and was completely misused in WWE showed up on Thursday night's Impact. Ladies and gentlemen, Low-Ki back in Impact Wrestling, a part of that X-Division tournament of sorts. It was him taking on Matt Bentley and Jimmy Yang. Kind of interesting to see Jimmy Yang, not Jimmy Wang Yang, if you will.
Yep, and he was wearing a Delvis jumpsuit again.
There you go. And Low-Ki got the Duke in what, according to as many, was an excellent match. Very cool to see him back in there, and you kind of hope he stays aboard.
Yep, and now he's in. There's three guys out of the four guys for that four-way that's eventually going to happen, where the winner will earn a contract with Impact Wrestling. The current guy's in. Low-Ki is already mentioned. If I'm not mistaken, Austin Aries was the first one in. And the second one is a guy brand new that I don't know if you guys talked about last week, in Shima Zion, who is a wrestler out of the Pittsburgh area.
Want to look into that. Very nice.
Interesting stuff indeed.
All right, we got 4 minutes of live air left. We have to end on time tonight, though, because I have to hurry up and leave after we finish.
Right.
Let's get some plugs out the way, gentlemen. Let's start with Brian, because I know what one of them is going to be.
Yep, you know, it's my favorite humor website on the internet, thatguywiththeglasses.com. Suburban Nights Part 6 has just been posted. Been very good all this way up. Second plug I want to give is a personal plug. The GameStop here in La Follette, Tennessee, will be doing a midnight launch for NCAA Football 2012, which I have pre-ordered. I'm going to be going to my first ever midnight launch, which I've never done before. They claim they're going to have free pizza.
Nice.
And so I will give you a report on the, well, at least on the 13th, which is going to be the next Wednesday. So,
Very nice.
You guys ever been to one?
I have.
Not a midnight launch, no.
That's a story for off air.
Okay.
Because it'll get kind of long.
I'll ask you later, Carl.
It had to do with Mario Kart Wii.
Oh.
All right. Well, you can tell me after you get back.
Yes. All right. Josh.
Yes, of course. I have another podcast about Super Nintendo games, reviewing them anyway. That would be Tales of the Old Gray and Purple Box, one I do with Annie Andrew Hirsch, or as he goes by now, SNES Master. You can find that on freakingawesomenetwork.com. That's freaking without the G, awesomenetwork.com. Please, go listen. We need more views, please.
Freaking.
And I will.
AIN Awesome Network.
Yep.
.com. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Jim.
Since I like to give back to people who have given nicely to me, I will just as always plug my buddy Steve Bryant, my friend and mentor. Sunday afternoon, he will be on the air July the 3rd from 2 to 5 o'clock at WGMD.com. We'll talk to Delmarva. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're an independent, you'll like the show because he rips everybody. He has no agenda. Just to have a little bit of fun on a Sunday afternoon. He deserves better. He deserves a full-time slot. Why he isn't on full-time, I will never know. One of the most talented broadcasters in the country. Give him a listen. Tell him you heard about him on the CLW83 network.
Yes, and speaking of which, we're going to say good luck and best wishes, and yay, happy news for our good buddy Brett Clandaniel.
Yes. It's by the time we next do a broadcast, yeah, that's right.
Happy time.
We'll give you the count and the amount, ladies and gentlemen, as they say. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, and finally, I'm just going to do CLW3 plugs, and I got to get out of here.
Right.
Next up on the agenda, the CL Files season finale will be up probably Monday.
Okay.
Next Webmaster's Corner will be episode 15. Tyler Brown's going to have me on. We'll discuss the news of the day and get into some kind of YouTube story he had planned for the last one but couldn't get to. The BS Big Show will be Wednesday, of course, 9 p.m. Eastern. For now, that's actually a permanent time slot. More on that later. And hopefully Nikki will be back next Friday night here on the regular standby time of 11 p.m. Eastern. All right, gentlemen, I thank you for joining tonight, no?
Yep. I love
it. Always a pleasure.
Always
fun. We'll
do
this again.
Please.
All right. For Brian Henniger, Josh Henniger, and Jim Williams, this is Carl Schneer saying good night, good fight, get off my lawn.
Okay, I will.
I'd be mean about
by
it.
By the way, I'm not related to Josh or Brian, contrary to popular belief. Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night, all.
Thank you, guys.
Adios.
If you would like to leave a question, comment, or if you want to find out any information on our podcast and our services, please send an email to clw83network@gmail.com. Again, that's clw83network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Online, on demand, and on the go.